You don't know who you are until you're forced to fight for it. How do you decide what to fight for? Sometimes it's not your choice. You live your way into it because the sum of all your choices brings you to that point. If you're lucky, you realize early on that each decision you make answers a question that all of us muddle through: how to build meaning in our lives. Meaning is not something you stumble across or what someone gives you. You build it through every choice you make, the commitments you choose, the people you love, and the values you hold dear. In my own life, I see 10-year chunks. When I was 10, my life changed dramatically. The following decade was all discovery and exploration. My 20s were all about choices: what to do after college, where to live, whom to work for, whom and how to love. My 30s were about developing expertise in what would be my calling, journalism, and the search for justice implicit in its mission. Hard work was a constant theme, the one thing I knew I could control. Then came my 40s, my master of the universe phase, and my self-imposed deadline for finally choosing a home and making a commitment to the Philippines. Now, my 50s have been about reinvention and activism, taking a stand on my most deeply held views. I suppose you could call my last decade a coming out. Coming out against the killings and brazen abuses of power, coming out against technology's dark side, coming out and owning my political views and my sexuality. I was born on October 2, 1963, in a wooden house in Pasay City, Manila, in the Philippines, a sprawling archipelago of disparate languages and cultures united by the Catholic Church. A feudal society, it was dominated by oligarchs who had been given their lands during centuries of Spanish colonial rule. After the Spanish-American War ended in 1898, Spain gave the Philippines to the United States under the Treaty of Paris. A year later, Filipinos say the Philippine-American War began, long a footnote in U.S. history books, which referred to it as the insurrection. It was a time of manifest destiny in the United States. Rudyard Kipling published his famous imperialist poem, The White Man's Burden, to encourage the Americans to govern the Philippines in 1899. They did until 1935, when the Philippines became a self-governing commonwealth. Its constitution, which had to be approved by U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt, was a virtual rewrite of the U.S. Constitution. The joke about colonial rule is that the Philippines spent 300 years in a convent and 50 years in Hollywood. In 1964, my father, 20-year-old Manuel Filicardo, died in a car accident when I was a year old, and my mother, Hermelina, was pregnant with my sister, Mary Jane. My mom took us away from my father's family, and my sister and I lived in a half-built home with my mother and my great-grandmother, who reeked of alcohol but took care of us. We were so poor that we brushed our teeth with salt and constantly worried about where to get the next meal. Our treat was when Mom, wearing the yellow uniform of the Labor Department where she worked, came home at the end of payday with a box of Kentucky Fried Chicken. When I was 5, a family feud re-erupted and my mother moved to the United States to join her own mother, who had recently moved to New York City. My mother was 25 years old when she landed in San Francisco on April 28, 1969.